D-A-T-H. What does that spell? Death, 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 death.
All righty. It is trifecta time. And that is a chance for us to remember those who have passed on and consider their life's work to see if they qualify for a three-bedroom apartment in the sky.
Where are we at, Deej?
Currently working on room 501, occupied by Bill Mercer and Mike Patrick.
We welcome our seventh justice, Donovan Lewis, from the invasion.
How we doing?
What's up?
You, after your big run-in with Troy Aikman, did you get hammered with him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we knocked about at least a 12-pack back during those two segments.
Yeah.
Perfect.
All right, today we have one who I think will be a shoe-in. Matter of fact, just because of his title, he should be, and one that is sketchy.
Okay.
First, let's try to induct Jorge Mario Bergoglio.
Hey, Ryan. Middle George. Infielder.
Otherwise known as Pope.
It's a Rangers prospect.
Francis.
Coal miner, Bob.
Coal miner, indeed. I'm sorry. Please go on.
That's okay. Pope. You make fun of the Pope dying. That's okay. Pope Francis, the head of Vatican City and the Catholic Church, from March of 2013 until his death in 2025, he of Argentina, born to a family of Italian origin, ordained as a Catholic priest in 1969, and as Pope Benedict the 16th resigned in 2013, they held the papal conclave, which I knew nothing about until I saw the movie Conclave.
Mm-hmm. Now you're an expert.
And now I'm super interested in this next run. Like, are they doing it right now?
No, I think they postponed it till June.
Because of the NBA playoffs?
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
Well, who's going to do the Pope stuff?
That's a good question. I don't know if it's ever been phrased that way.
So, how are we handling the Pope stuff?
He chose Francis as his papal name in honor of St. Francis of Assisi, and apparently this was the super chill Pope. He didn't want to live where the other popes lived, like in their, you know, whatever the apartments that they kind of showed in Conclave. He lived in the guest house of one of the buildings in Vatican City. He didn't want to dress the same way these guys did. He didn't want to wear all the gold stuff. He wasn't into that. He was just into service, which is kind of cool, right?
Sure.
The Conclave is going to meet May 7th, not June.
Oh, we're only days away.
Well, I'm full of misinformation today.
It's okay. We'll have breaking Pope news when
it
comes.
Do they call that the compound?
The conclave is their compound?
By the way,
doing deep night conclave.
They're asking Rich Phillips to make breakfast.
We need an interim Pope.
I believe the cardinal that used to live here in Dallas is the interim.
Jim Hart?
Doing the Pope stuff.
Lonnie Smith.
What's up? We're doing it all.
Gosh.
Francis Jim was
Martin, Lonnie Smith.
Francis was supporting the decriminalization of homosexuality. He also believed that the Catholic Church should demonstrate more inclusivity to the LGBTQ people, which rocked the apple cart pretty heavily from the Catholic standpoint, the ones that are dug in on that. But he was cool. Cool Pope. Right?
Cool Pope.
Yeah, totally, like wore jorts and just kind of walked around. Hey, what's up?
I remember seeing something that before he entered the religious life, he was a bouncer at a bar.
Was he really?
Yeah, when he was living in South America, wherever.
So
Argentina.
Cool. He really is cool. He's the hip Pope. All right, let's vote. Is the Pope in? Lando.
Sure.
That's
DJ?
That was an inspiring vote.
Yeah, he's in.
Ham.
The Popinator, first of his name? Yeah.
Yes. All right. He's in.
He's in.
Yes.
My mom would disown me if I did not put the Pope in.
Is she listening? Did you tell her specifically to listen today?
No, she never listens.
Yeah. Listen, you're going to be so proud of me, Mom. I'm going to vote for the Pope.
She is the most Catholic of Catholics.
All right. Second guy, the controversial one.
By the way, Cardinal Kevin Joseph Farrell is the interim Pope.
From Dallas?
I believe he was maybe the cardinal of the Dallas Diocese or some something or other.
So he's like Killer. Killer's the like interim program director whenever Cat leaves town.
That's yes, that's true.
Okay. Pope Kevin has a bad ring to it.
Well, you take a papal name. It's not Pope Kevin.
Pope Lando. Will there ever be a Pope Lando?
Or Pope Ed.
I think Pope Kevin. There's nothing wrong with that.
Agree to disagree.
Pope Earl.
Well, we'll see what name our next Pope takes here. They have to do rap names now.
Definitely not Pope Too Short.
It's Four Chains.
And
Pope
man,
Four Chains.
Okay, so Bill Mercer and who else was in there?
The Pope.
No, the
Mike Patrick.
They get the Pope.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the Pope in his version of being like cool bouncer guy.
Perhaps. I mean, there's no bad idea here, but
what you want. You want to be gay, you go be gay.
Who is this?
I don't care anymore.
Well, look who just joined
you
us.
You play by play, guys. You be gay together. You like the wrestling, right? Yeah, I love the homo stuff. He's doing this.
I don't know if this is being handled as delicately.
Put on your speedos and wrestle a little bit. I don't even care anymore. Get a chub. I don't care. You do you.
You know.
What?
You identified yourself as like the official Catholic of the hardline. Both
I
of
am.
You
I'm the only
24
one.
24 hours ago.
I am the only one. Matter of fact, we'll have this discussion at the compound. The most highly qualified member of the ticket to be the next pope.
By the way, Pope Francis did in fact work as a bouncer at a nightclub in Buenos Aires.
That's badass. Now we try to induct the late, the great Richard Chamberlain, the noted actor. Now, I want everyone to listen to me because I know what's going on right now is nobody knows who he is. But let's all remember that before 2025, Ham, there were people alive on the planet who also watched TV and movies and listened to records and things like that. We didn't invent that. Our generation did not. Is that fair to say, Bob?
I believe that is confirmed.
I don't know if Ham knows this sometimes.
By the way, Pope Kevin, he was Bishop of Dallas from 2007 to 2016.
Pope Kevin.
And to be clear, that's not Kevbot.
No.
From Hot Rod.
So Bishop to Cardinal and then maybe Pope. Is that the ranks in the Catholic Church?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Like when you first get in there, what are you? Mayonnaise, like an officer and a gentleman.
Mayonnaise. Oh, man. Okay, so Richard Chamberlain was an actor who, in the 60s, when he was only 27 years old, he was a baby, and NBC found him and said, oh, my God, this guy has to play this character. And I don't know, I know you guys have never seen this show before, but he was cast at 27 years old to play the lead in a TV show called Dr. Kildare. And this is like a Rhines-type TV show that he would mention quite a bit when he would watch this show with his family. Dr. Kildare was an instant smash hit. This guy became an insta-sex symbol of the 60s. He was receiving over 12,000 letters a week from young girls, fans, who wanted a piece of Dr. Kildare. They ran 190 episodes of Dr. Kildare before he was like, you know what? I can't do this anymore. He was becoming like such a big star in the pinup teen world that he was like, I don't want this. And so what did he do? He left the United States and he moves to England to study acting in a more serious sense, like with the Laurence Olivier's of the world. And he's like, I'm not going to do TV. I'm just going to do stage and theater. That's it. And it worked. He became this really highly sought after British stage man. He's doing plays, you know, like Hamlet and things like that. And there are all these articles written about how, you know, he wouldn't talk about it, but it was obvious he did not want to be typecast as like a teen heartthrob type guy. And so he just made his way in the world and he went over there and tried to figure it out on his own, and it worked. And he came back like 10 years later. So at this time, he's almost approaching 40 before he starts to do commercial type things again. And he's in a couple of TV movies when NBC approaches him and says, hey, We had this idea for a TV miniseries called Shogun. Now, at the time, TV miniseries were still new, but they had completely transformed the medium. Because as we remember as kids, Donovan, Roots was the first one that we saw. That was the first TV miniseries, and it blew America out of the water.
Roots!
Yes, Florida. Everyone watched it. Well, a couple.
That was directed at me, but continue.
Because you're my age.
Whoa.
You've seen Roots,
so
right, Donovan?
Bob, and so is Davey.
No,
Roots.
They're younger.
They're your age
not
also.
A chance. Not a chance they saw Roots. No way. They're too young. 3 years, they were four at this time.
Can confirm.
Okay, did you?
No.
Yeah, we did. It was a live TV experience like no other.
Bob, would your parents try to lighten up the characters on the screen to make it acceptable for you to watch?
I don't appreciate
adjust
your,
the contrast.
I don't
hey, could you work on the hue, Doodlebug, please?
I don't think they have any issues on this front.
Well,
that they've admitted.
Shogun, he's cast as the lead in Shogun, and we all watched the reboot here this past year over on FX. Well, this was absolutely huge. At the time, NBC had its highest weekly Nielsen ratings in its history with Shogun. Its 26.3 average rating was the second highest in TV history after ABC with Roots. This thing was a monster. It made a superstar out of Richard Chamberlain after he already was one in the 60s. So he does that, and then a couple of years later, in 1983, he is cast in The Thornbirds. Now, this was the ultimate parent trap back in the day because this was another TV miniseries that ran March 27th to March 30th in 1983. It starred Richard Chamberlain and Rachel Ward, who was hubba hubba hot, and it was about the forbidden love of a priest and Rachel Ward's character based on the incredibly successful novel. Well, this thing garnered a 42 share. 42. We're talking about Super Bowl type numbers. 59% of human beings that own TVs watched every night of this. This is how big this thing was back in the day. It was nominated for 16 Emmys. It won six. He ended up winning, being nominated for an Emmy for both Shogun and The Thornbirds. Go on.
Could 10-year-old me review it real fast?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Dude, I was so beaten down by The Thornbirds. And my
I can't
parents,
tell you what a beating just to hear the word Thornbirds. It's just the title. Awful.
Yes.
Dave, you with me on this?
Yes.
Do you guys remember were your parents watching this?
It was probably too salacious for my parents.
Yeah, way too, yes.
For a priest to with be a, hooking yeah, up with a hot
priest.
Girl?
Yeah, all the things. Like
being tempted by a wanton slut.
Yeah, I don't think my parents just watched this either.
The concept of relations.
Dude,
like that doesn't even happen in the real world.
This was such a cultural tentpole from back in the day, and Richard Chamberlain was the star again, and it was, oh my God! Well, he writes a memoir not too long after that, and just to buck back at more pinup type stuff, now he's the grown-ass man heartthrob, and he goes, hey, just to let you guys know, I'm gay. And the whole world was like,
Mark.
Wait, what? You, what? No!
It's too easy.
So it is too easy.
So a guy who did theater in London, huh?
Okay, go ahead.
I'm recapping the facts. I'm just trying to make sure I got the whole story.
Yeah, you do. You got the whole story. Huh. He would go on to do dozens and dozens of movies.
Did he ever Kevin Spacey anyone?
No, he didn't. Jeez, Dave. Gay people aren't predators.
You didn't want to be
jerk.
Well, Kevin Spacey is a London theater guy. That's okay. The connection I'm making.
He didn't want to do movies. He wanted to be in theater.
Well, look at this little Mr. Robin Hood.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Boy, that was a great audible, Davey. You went Omaha at the line on that one.
Emmy winner, Golden Globe winner, teen heartthrob. Had a number one record in the 60s as well.
Yay.
Richard Chamberlain did. And gay. That is my presentation for Richard Chamberlain. a star of yesteryear, Lando.
Without him making a movie called Alan Quatermain, we probably don't have Indiana Jones, so he is in on that.
Just a tip for you, Lando. Alan Quatermain in the City of Lost Mines was 1986.
Yes, but it predates Indiana Jones.
It does not. Raiders of the Lost Ark came out in 1980.
No, the story of Alan Quatermain comes before Indiana Jones.
Yeah, not the actual movie, though.
Don't give in, Lando. Don't give in.
All right, Deej?
Yeah, put my gay bro in, for sure.
Ham?
He was also the first actor to play Jason Bourne in The Bourne Identity.
How about that?
Wow.
Another tidbit. Dave?
Wow.
Is he going to glory hole over to Pope Francis?
Unbelievable.
That's the Davey I know.
You know, I don't even care.
That's just, he ran the play in the huddle on that one. Audible needed.
Put your penis there, you do it.
It's
a simple hole. We don't care.
I accept everyone.
Hey.
Bob?
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
He's a superstar.
How do you even have this if Richard Chamberlain isn't
Thank
in?
You. Thank you very much. Richard Chamberlain is in.
He's
gay. All right, Donovan, thank you. That was explosive.
Well, he's fully anticipating he's going to join him in that new apartment. Yeah. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. He's laying out the rose petals.
trying to see what order you guys are going to try to induct the other ones. Is it going to be a girl?
Oh, man. All right, there we go. There's Trifecta. Thank you, Donnie.